Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the third episode in our series, Inside the Launch Lab, how other women just like you are finding their purpose, leaving their corporate jobs behind, and still earning a six-figure paycheck with no limit to where they can grow. Today, I'm sharing an interview I did last year with my client, Nancy Jacoby. Nancy is a former healthcare executive with more than 25 years experience in the industry. Her leadership expertise is in healthcare operations, change management, process improvement, and strategy and business development. And after Nancy was coaching on the side and consulting while doing her 9-to-5, she formally opened her business, Nancy Jacoby Coaching and Consulting, and her clients have ranged from emerging leaders to physicians and nurses and executives. So let's dive in and hear how she did it with Nancy Jacoby. So Nancy, welcome to Life After Corporate.
Well, thank you, Deb, for that wonderful introduction. And I am thrilled to be here with you today.
I'm so excited to have this conversation, and we're going to dive into the topic because I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble figuring out why resistance is a good thing. But before we go there, as I ask each of our guests, first tell us, what is your life after corporate health story or your life after healthcare story? When we say life after corporate, we mean healthcare, education, nonprofit, whatever world you came from.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I came from healthcare, both on the bedside, at the bedside, and in healthcare administration. And you know what, Deb? I had been dreaming about having my own business for so long, right? But every time I thought about doing it and hopping off the corporate wagon, I was just too chicken to do it, right?
And you had resistance.
I had resistance like nobody's business, right? So I resisted, Deb. And it wasn't until a few years ago when I had the opportunity dumped into my lap via getting laid off from my healthcare administration position. And, you know, at first I, you know, just like anybody else who navigates a major life change, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What's happened here? What's next? And I realized that everything that I had been resisting, the opportunity was right in front of me. And I said, well, this is great. I'm finally going to do what I said I was going to do for years and years and years. And I was validated when I had conversations with friends, Deb, who said to me, well, it's about time because you've only been talking about this for forever. So here I am. That's my story. I did this. I'm going into year three of my business. I can't believe it. And I'm having a blast. And I'm enjoying being of service to so many people. It's one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done.
It's so amazing. I'm so grateful that you were able to find impact through your work. But what I find funny and so true about your story is sometimes when you resist the call, the universe has a way of just kicking you in the ass and saying, you know, like, get out there, honey, go fulfill your purpose because this is what you're meant to do. And at first, you know, we feel like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. How am I ever going to recover from this? And all, it kicks up all the fear and uncertainty and doubt. And as we're recording this, I'm sure there are thousands of other women who are in that space where you found yourself 3 years ago asking themselves, what am I going to do now? So it's so interesting to me. What have you found? So you were resisting and then finally the universe kicked you in the ass. And then what happened?
Well, I was resisting. The universe kicked me in the ass. And, you know, I think, Deb, what really helped me get beyond the resistance, and I'll talk a little bit more about this as we get more into the conversation, is figuring out, you know, all right, I'm now seeing the possibility, right? So coming out of getting laid off, I only saw what you were just talking about. Oh, this is terrible. How could this have happened to me? What am I going to do now? Oh my gosh, how am I going to make money? To what are the possibilities here? And what am I really afraid of? And are there things that I don't know or that I feel like that I'm not good at that are getting in my way of me chasing my dream? And so working through all those. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, how did you get that clarity to ask those questions? So how did you move beyond the fear? And we're going to dive into resistance, but how did you move beyond the fear to get to that place of clarity where you were asking yourself some really great questions?
Yes. And, you know, I have to say, Deb, when I first went into my coaching certification program, after I decided I was going to pull the trigger and really make this coaching thing happen, as I would tell people, that's the phrase that I would use, is I was really going to do this thing, right? I sat in the didactic portion of my coaching certification program one day, and we were talking about the concept of resistance. And they were talking about it in terms of not necessarily, oh, this is a thing that keeps us down, it keeps us stuck. It's a choice, and the resistance can offer possibilities and riches if we know how to navigate it and if we let it in the door and make it our friend. It's a gift, and it has so much to teach us. So fast forward a little bit, Deb, in my story here. I became so fascinated with the concept of resistance that I chose to write my research paper on it in my coaching certification program because I was thinking, you know, number one, how can I bring this forward for my clients? But then also thinking about my past in working with, you know, what I described difficult people or, you know, challenging teams and always struggling with, well, why won't they do what I'm asking them to do? Or why won't they just, you know, move forward with this project? Well, there's a reason. And there's three different types of resistance, Deb.
Yeah. And so help us understand how yes. to identify resistance in the first place. So how do we know we're in a place of resistance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to refer to some of the research that I did. I picked up this great book and it turned out to be a primary source for my research. It was called Beyond the Wall of Resistance by Rick Maurer. I recommend it over and over and over because it's just so rich, Deb. And he discusses three types of resistance so that we could recognize which one is showing up, right? So there's the first one, I don't get it, right? So, and this is the simplest source of resistance to tackle. So it's, I don't get it. I don't understand. There's something that I don't know, or this is a new concept to me that's unfamiliar and I'm just not understanding it, right? So, you know, the answer to that resistance is, well, how do I get the information that I don't know? Who can help me understand what I don't know? How do I find out what I don't know, right?
Isn't that behind, but what's really behind that? Is that like fear? Is there some fear of like being exposed or, you know, sort of coming to school in my pajamas or being caught with my pants down? You know, is there some fear of exposure there?
Yes, that's the second type of resistance. That's the I don't like it. And that's exactly what that's based in is fear, right? So your first one is the I don't get it, which is, you know, I don't understand. You know, you have to explain it to me again. I'm not hearing what you're saying. The second one is the I don't like it. And when it's I don't like it, it's this is something that I don't like because maybe it's going to require a change on my part, or maybe I'm going to be forced to admit that, you know, I was doing something wrong, or I was going about it the wrong way, or some people have trouble admitting that they don't know, which, you know, ties back to our first one. And I find that, you know, physicians are a classic group that fall into that admitting that they don't know or being afraid to admit that they don't know because that's the way they're socialized in their educational programs. They can't admit that they don't
know.
They're
always supposed to have the answers. It's like, what's the matter,
exactly.
doc? You don't know what's going on here? And so they
Absolutely.
Feel like they also... And so is there ego involved in resistance?
Well, of course, absolutely. We all want to believe that, you know, hey, we got this, right? We got this. I got this. I can handle this. Of course I know how to do it, right? But that very resistance in admitting that we don't know something or that we need help is often what holds us back, or the fear of asking for help, or the fear of admitting that, you know what, I'm not all knowing. Yeah. I do need some fear in getting unstuck.
There's some kind of vulnerability there that feels really uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And that's the hallmark of that I don't like it. It's an uncomfortable, ooh, I have to change. And what does that change look like? And when I'm talking with people about what that means for, you know, different groups of people, if they're navigating a big project, right? Oftentimes it's, well, I don't like that because it changes my whole agenda. Or what's in it for me? How do I benefit from this, right? So if they can't see a benefit outside of their own agenda, you know, this could be very frightening to them. Or if their agenda completely has to change and they become concerned with, well, how does this make me look? Or, you know, what do I do now? What does this mean for me? Or you know what? This change hurts. This is going to be painful for me. Or it exposes an area of something that I don't know how to do. And I don't want to look stupid.
And some people just hate change.
Well, most people hate change, Deb. I tell my clients when they say that to me, they're like, oh, I hate change. And I'm like, wow, it's so powerful that you admitted that, because most people won't admit that, Deb. Everybody runs around saying, oh, but I don't mind change. Of course you do.
I used to hate change. I mean, even if it was like a change to my weekend agenda, like if I had a plan in my mind and someone threw something in that was like a wrench in the works. It was like, oh no, my default was always no. It was so funny. So how can you tell, or what's the third sign of resistance?
Yeah. So the third sign of resistance is, and he terms it as a don't like you. And this is really about trust. So it's not so much that you don't like the person or, you know, the source of the information or the source of the change. It's a trust factor. There's something I don't trust here. When I talk with my clients about this, it's kind of like an uh-oh feeling that you're like, no, this just doesn't feel right. And this is the hardest one to overcome. I mean, I'll give you an example for me. I navigated all three of these types of resistance as I was opening my business. This was so new and scary to me, Deb, in so many ways. And I was always worried about, well, you know, if somebody's trying to tell me to do something, or, you know, this is the next direction I need to take, there were times where I really struggled with, do I trust this message? And I think part of it was just the not knowing. There was so much unknown for me and so much uncertainty. And I really just had to ride it and get comfortable with being uncomfortable if I was going to really break through and get my business off the ground. So it was really navigating that no fear, trust triumvirate, if you will.
So let's talk about that one. Let's stay here for a minute and peel it back a little further. Getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Like, how do you do that?
It's not easy. If you're going to learn and you're going to grow, right? And so this is going back to a little bit of what you talked about with ego, right? Mm-hmm. And admitting, being able to be vulnerable and being able to reach out to people in your network and say, you know, look, and I'll use myself as an example. And this was very hard for me to tell people, I'm new at this and I'm struggling with this aspect. And can you help me? Mm-hmm. That was such a huge leap for me, you know, after coming off a 20 some odd year career where I was the person in the room who did know and who could help other people and could help guide other people, right? So, and this, I had to keep doing this over and over and over and over until it started getting comfortable for me, Deb, where I could pick up the phone or send an email and say, hey, listen, I'm stuck here. I'm struggling with this. Can you help me out?
It's so funny because in all of our conversations, when I first met you and you were first starting out, I never saw you as being someone who didn't know what they were doing. You know, I thought your questions were always so intelligent. So is part of this that you are, that you're actually making up stories about how people might perceive you that really aren't true?
Well, it's the stories that we do tell ourselves, Deb, that we tell ourselves a story that may or may not be true. And I'm the queen of telling myself all sorts of stories about myself that aren't true. And when I, you know, when I go back to my feedback loop, I have a group of folks that I call my cabinet, Deb, mm-hmm. and I run things by them, and they're like, what are you talking about? What I tell them, I don't know. I feel really uncomfortable. I don't feel like this is the right, you know, product or the right workbook or the blog doesn't sound right, or, you know, I'm not good enough, all of those things. And it's kind of like a reality check. And they tell me, Nancy, what are you talking about? Or, you know, tell me why you're feeling this way, or, you know, what is this really about? And it comes back to that, don't get it, don't like it, don't trust it. It comes back to, you know, I don't trust myself. I am new at this. I don't know what I don't know. It's all of those three things that we can cycle through on repeat, and we can get stuck in that loop unless we really work through and start asking ourselves some questions about, well, what am I really afraid of here? And what is this really about? And what am I feeling about it? And who and what can help me break out of this?
So where are the riches in resistance? So where's that juiciness that comes out of resistance? And how does that take shape? What does that do for us after you? I'm assuming that the answer is to move through resistance, right?
It's to move through resistance. And, you know, I wrote a post about this because I remember I was stuck in my apartment one day just sitting on the couch. And it's about getting unstuck, right, Deb? And making it your friend instead of pushing it away. So a lot of the times when people talk about resistance, it is the, you know, resistance is a bitch and resistance can get you stuck and you can drown in resistance if you let it. But if you welcome the resistance when it's first coming into the door, right? So if you picture this as a guest and you're opening the door instead of, you know, pulling up the keyhole and going, nope, I don't want to let you in. Open the door, invite it in, have it sit down with you and say, all right, what is this really about?
Have a glass of wine with your resistance.
I support that.
So tell us a story. Tell us a story, either an example from your own life or one of your clients, on what it was like to welcome in resistance as if it were an old friend. And then what happens after that?
Oh my gosh, I have so many stories. You know, I go back to my path in opening my business because there were so many stories there. And I think that one of the things that I resisted for a long time, Deb, was marketing. Uh-huh. Because I had all three types of resistance. And for the longest time I just pushed it away. I'm just like, no. I'm not going to do this. It's not me. I'm not the person who does this. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable, right? But then when I worked through it and I said, well, what is this really about? You know, what am I really afraid of? Well, it was a change for me. It was a change in how I was showing up to my network, how I might be showing up to new clients. It was the fear of looking like an idiot. And or making a mistake, you know, maybe having a typo in something that I put out or somebody getting upset, you know, by one of my posts. And, you know, I think there was a big piece of the I don't know. And I think when I worked myself through a couple of these exercises that I take my clients through, so I became my own coach, if you will. And I sat there and I just listed on a piece of paper all the things that I didn't know. And Deb, it was liberating.
Wow.
It was, I felt just a clarity and I felt my whole body relax because I could finally admit, I don't know. The reason why I'm so afraid of this and I keep pushing it away is because I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing and I need help.
So
I need to find
number one in finding the riches and resistance, just journaling out, I don't know. What are all the things that you just don't know?
You could journal, you can meditate, you can do whatever it is that you do. I particularly find journaling helpful because there's something about getting words on a page. So yes, it's So what is it that I don't know? What is it that I'm afraid of? And sometimes I help people by asking them, well, what change is coming, or what change is present for you that's causing so much fear? A lot of the times what drives the I don't like it is inherent in the change is something that they're going to have to give up if they want to move forward. So for me, it was giving up pretending like I knew what I was doing all the time when I really didn't. Like, I had to give that up. But what I was going to gain on the flip side, right? So if we talk about what we're losing, what we're giving, what we're getting, what I got was clarity on my direction forward in my business for how to market my services and how to build my nurture sequences, how to set up my email platforms. It was like an explosion of creativity for me because I didn't have to worry about not knowing anymore. And I wasn't afraid of being vulnerable anymore and admitting all those things.
I love that. What are you going to have to give up? So this is such a critical place for people who are in the leadership realm, whether you're a leader in an organization or whether you're an entrepreneur or even just a human being who wants to get to the next level, and there is something that is weighing you down. There's a habit, a belief system that is getting in the way of you getting to that next level. So what is it that you're going to have to give up? How do you get people to that stage of embracing giving something up in order to receive the benefit on the other side?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for me, Deb, I often think about, well, what do I want more? Do I want to be in this place where I hold on to this habit, this self-limiting belief, this whatever it is, right? And I take my clients through the same thing. So it's all about a choice. So do I want to continue to live here in this fear and holding on to whatever this belief is, or do I want to go somewhere else? Mm. What do I really want more?
What do you really want more? I just want our listeners to hold on to that, because that is the key to moving past this stuck place or this place of resistance where there's a desire on the other side, but there's this inertia, this heavy weight that really prevents you from moving forward. And that's resistance. And the resistance is because there's something that you'll need to give up in order to get to the other side. So I just want to dwell there for a moment. And because I think that's where people really, really, really get stuck. Whether you're in the corporate world and you're stuck, you really want to make an impact through your work, you'd love to be an entrepreneur, but you're resistant to giving up the paycheck. Or whether you're an entrepreneur and you want to move from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business, but you don't want to give up the habits that you've created that keep you in that six-figure cycle. And so there's so many analogies to this, you know, whether you're looking to, you know, lose that 30 pounds, but, you know, you're not willing to clear the nasty stuff out of your diet. There's just, I mean, over and over again, we can create the people who overspend. Addictions come from a lot of this, staying in this place of wanting to be on the other side, but not being willing to give up what it takes to get to the other side.
That's, you're spot on, Deb. What a lot of my executive and leadership clients often struggle with is, you know, they tell me, Nancy, I don't have time. Mm. And that's always an interesting coaching session, Deb, because the answer is yes, you have the time. It's what you're doing with that time. And, you know, typically, you know, I take them through an inventory of, well, how are you spending your time? Well, you know, at night I watch 3 hours of TV and, you know, and I, you know, play video games, or, you know, I play Candy Crush on my phone, and, you know, in the morning I, you know, lay in bed for an hour and scroll through the news. Okay. You know, is that the way you want to spend your time?
Yeah. I had a conversation with one of my leadership coaching clients, and she's a newly appointed VP. And I said, what do you want? And she said, I want to be the CEO. And she had confessed to me in an earlier conversation that she kind of rolls out of bed before her first call. And so I said, do you think the CEO rolls out of bed right before her first call? And that was an eye-opening moment. And do you know that after that conversation, she started getting up 3 hours earlier and incorporated like a full mindset routine into her day before her first phone call? So, and that's why you're so important. You're so important to your clients because you are that mirror. And you can say, oh, really? You really want that? Then how are you spending your time? Is Candy Crush more important than your next promotion?
Well, and if, and you know, I tell my clients, you know, if the answer to your question, you know, Deb, is if Candy Crush is more important than your next promotion, if the answer is yes, well, you know, then you've got to, you know, look at whether or not you really want to move forward. And the good news is that, you know, people can be their own mirrors too. You know, if you're sitting by yourself in your living room and you're stuck on your couch, like I was that one day, you can take yourself through a series of questions and say, all right, what form of resistance is this? How is this showing up for me? Do I not know something? Do I need more information? Is there something that I don't trust here or someone I don't trust here? Does something not feel right? Or, you know, is there a change that is going to require me to do something different or to give something up in order for me to gain what it is that I want or for me to get unstuck and take the action that I need to take? So this is why I say there's so much rich in resistance, and resistance can really be our friend if we listen for the message and what it's trying to tell us.
There's so much insight here, Nancy. I really appreciate you coming on Life After Corporate and peeling back the layers of resistance, because I really hadn't thought about it in this depth. And there is a lot of texture here in the different ways that resistance appears. If you had one triumphant story over resistance, whether from your own experience or from your clients, where there was a real stickiness to being in this state of resistance, and what happened on the other side was so rewarding that it just obliterated resistance going forward. I mean, maybe that's just dreamland, because I still get in resistance. I am a fairly evolved human being. I've done a lot of personal work on myself, and resistance is still a bitch for me. It is something that I know when I'm birthing something really big, right? When I want to go to that next level, when I'm doing something that I have never done before. And I think that with new entrepreneurs, that I don't know how is huge, and that I don't know how can take you down, because it delays the result. It delays your success. So even if something isn't a standout success right out of the gate, there's so much learning there in just the process of moving through resistance to getting that thing done, but it delays success. And do you have one? I would love for you to share one thing that you have found that is like the most powerful way to move through resistance. Maybe it's a question to ask yourself. Maybe it's an action to take that kind of like just moves it, shakes it up enough inside that you see things in a new way. Is there anything that you can share on that?
Yeah, you know, I had a client who, and she was stuck in this for months. This was about, she was in a job that somebody put her in and it wasn't playing to her strengths. And she was so unhappy. And, but yet she wasn't unhappy enough to do something about it. So every time we had a session, it was, you know, exploring the different possibilities. Well, what could you do now? What else is possible? What might you change? What might you do? Right. And eventually, you know, I think it comes back to, and I said to this client, I said, so-and-so, What do you really want?
Great question. Mic drop. What do you really want?
What do you really want? And she stopped for a minute. And I told her, look, take a breath. Just what do you really want? Because she was just spinning in this resistance loop, right? And she stopped. And I think we probably had a good 2 or 3 minutes of silence. And she outlined a whole vision for herself. Now, I'm not saying all of a sudden she ran out and everything was fixed and all her problems were solved. But it was about finding what she really wanted. But then also on the flip side, it was what's getting in your way of that? And that's when we encountered the fear. For her, it was about the fear and the trust.
Wow. So that is such a powerful place to land for our listeners here today, Nancy. What do you really want and what's getting in the way of what you really want? And I know you have a powerful tool, some other exercises that you're willing to share with our listeners here today, Nancy. So how do they keep in touch with you? How do they get access to your resistance busting or riches in the niches. Riches in resistance insights.
Absolutely. So Deb, they can find my gift to them. It's a guide for working through resistance and will take them through a series of questions to help them get in touch with the resistance, what they really want and how they need to move forward. And they can find that at bit.ly/njacobi-resistance.
And we will put that in the show notes, my friends. And how do they find your website or where to follow you on social media?
Yes, they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm there frequently. And they can also visit my website, njacobi.com.
And you work with hospital administrators as well as individuals, that's right?
I work with both individuals and teams, Deb. Yes.
Nancy, I so appreciate you taking time to be with us today and sharing your experience and expertise in finding the riches in resistance. It's been so great sharing this time with you.
Deb, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you for having me.
And before we go, my friend, I want to shout out to Eva Janata for leaving us a review. She said, Deb's a great show. I'm so glad I'm a great show. The show is wise and insightful, calm and inspiring. Deb is a skill facilitator with deep expertise. I love how she calls listeners my friends. It's so warm and inviting. Deb brings a sense of humor and real deliberate advice to the show and her interviews. Deb doesn't skip any of the essentials just to focus on the glamorous. The show is honestly insightful and always brings value you don't expect. Thank you so much, Eva. And if you enjoyed this show and enjoyed Life After Corporate in general, we would so appreciate it if you left a review on iTunes. It helps other people like you find our show. And that's what I'm here for. We want more listeners. And please join the Life After Corporate Facebook group. There's more goodness over there. If these episodes have piqued your interest in what the Launch Lab is all about, I invite you to book a breakthrough call with me to see if I can help you create profits from your passion and make an impact with your work. There's no need to sacrifice your lifestyle or your paycheck as long as you have a path to launching a business that will have traction and grow. The sad truth is, my friend, it's a crowded market out there, and I speak with dozens of executive coaches, leadership coaches, financial consultants, health coaches, and in order to really make it on your own, you need to sound different than everyone else in your category. And even more important, not just sound different, but be different. Your journey in the Launch Lab is like no other. It's all about carving out your lane, your value proposition that puts you heads and shoulders above everyone else and enables you to charge a premium for your work. If you'd like to talk to my team about joining, click the link in the show notes for the launchlabassessment.com. That's launch, LAUNCH, lab, LAB as in boy, assessment with 4 S's in that word, .com, launchlabassessment.com. We'll take a look at where you are, and if it's a good fit, we'll reach out with time for us to chat. Okay, my friend, you've got this. I've got your back. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.